Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Brad Bell doesn't think twice when you ask him why anyone would climb a rock.
Why would somebody want to climb? Because it's there.
The Austin resident teaches the sport of rock climbing. He says although you don't need rock-hard abs to climb, before you attempt this sport, a little weight training may be in order first.
Upper body strength is good, and leg strength is even more of a plus.
There you go. Now push with your hand, and then move your hand up to the next one. There you go. Pull on up. Good.
And even though rock climbing offers climbers a feeling of solitude, it's critical, whether you're a novice or a seasoned climber, never go alone.
No, you should always have team partners when you go. You shouldn't ever do it alone. Because, of course, out there, you have to have a partner to help you belay and help you rappel down and help. There's all kinds of stuff. Basically, a team effort all the way up.
Four Texas state parks offer rock climbing: Enchanted Rock, north of Fredericksburg, Waco Tanks, just north of El Paso, Caprock Canyons, southeast of Amarillo, and Lake Mineral Wells. Log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website for more information about ways to enjoy the outdoors. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.